Blog Talk Radio.
Are you tired of working on a million things at once and feeling like you're standing still on your business? Well, then today is your chance to change that forever. If you love what you do but hate spending time on the system side, then you are in for a treat today. Hey there, I'm Danette Moss, online visibility strategist to wifepreneurs and mompreneurs at Let's Talk Strategies. And today I'm thrilled to introduce Nancy Seeger, a specialist who is known for increasing revenue systems in both small businesses and corporations. Nancy has built a 20-year reputation for finding money holes in businesses while working with world-class organizations like ITT Barton and Young Presidents Organization. Her skill at optimizing systems has earned millions of dollars in cost savings for these companies, and she continues to look for new ways to apply these tips to small businesses. Nancy continues to add to her experience in software, marketing, and manufacturing, and online businesses to enable new clients to see real results in their business growth. And how many of you all know we really need those real results? With articles published on ABC, NBC, and Fox, Nancy is fast becoming the go-to small business expert on marketing effectiveness. Welcome, Nancy, to our show today. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Danette. I'm so honored to be here.
I'm honored to have you. I'm extremely excited because I tell you, when we talk about systems and processes, you know, this is right up my alley. That's why my business is called Let's Talk Strategies. So I'm excited to have you here. Now,
and I'm excited
you
to be here.
Great. I know you are, because I tell you, we've been connecting, and when we made our first connection, just, you know, speaking to you and learning a lot about your business, I knew that you had the knowledge and the wherewithal that you could actually help anyone, as far as I'm concerned. But since my niche, of course, is wife and mompreneurs, and of course, I don't leave those ambitious, single, savvy women out, you know, I knew that what you had is something that was needed, and it's also something that would help us take actionable steps in our business. So, I mean, it's just I'm ecstatic about it. Now, if you guys are just now joining us, our topic today is systems, secrets to make more money. And Nancy is getting ready to really dive in and share those system secrets. So how about I stop the blabbing and go ahead and get started for everyone? Now, there's one question, Nancy, that I know is top of mind that people are really curious about, just from the bio that I read of you in your intro. You know, a lot of people struggle with marketing effectiveness, and I want to ask you that. What is marketing effectiveness, and why is focus in that manner so important?
Well, I have a favorite quote from Peter Drucker that I want to share with you about effectiveness. Marketing effectiveness particularly applies in this way. Efficiency is doing things right, and effectiveness is doing the right things. So when I say marketing effectiveness and what it means, Danette, it's simply doing the right things at the right time. You and your business are not duplicates of someone else, and neither should your marketing be. You should be doing the right things for your business, for your value add, and for your prospects at the right time. Businesses go through growth stages, and they need that extra focus in different areas at different times to make sure they're capitalizing on the opportunities that are set out in front of them.
Wow. You know, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because so many of us work in our businesses or work on our businesses. And if we're working in the business, I find that so many people think that they are having some sort of effective breakthrough, but they are just kind of going through a lot of different steps. And a lot of the steps that they're taking on are steps that they've seen others, you know, take, that may not necessarily fit their brand and who it is that they're trying to reach, or it doesn't even really, you know, hold water in what their business, you know, model is. And so understanding their marketing effectiveness is truly key. So I appreciate you for breaking down effectiveness as opposed to efficiency. I mean, it's vital. Now,
what, And I think you're totally right there, Jeanette. Businesses, it's, and it's not the wrong model when you first start out to try and model a mentor or somebody who's been successful before you. But at some point in your business growth, you either have to fully understand all of the reasons why they're doing that to know if that's going to work for you, or you have to know how to measure it to make sure they're working for you.
Yes, having a way to measure is very important. Oh, yes, it is. Now, can you explain what you mean by systems? Because, you know, you just spoke a second ago, having a way to measure. In order to measure, you have to have, you know, systems in place to do that. So explain to our listening audience what exactly you mean by systems.
Well, basically, I like to refer to a story here a little bit and give you an example. Is most people have a very simple place where they put their keys when they come home every day. And that makes it really easy the next morning to grab your keys as you're running out the door. That's a very good example of a simple system. A system is just any task that you repeat multiple times and finding a way to make sure that you can simplify it. So the system part of it is how to simplify that, how to keep it easily manageable, repeatable, and so that you don't even have to think about it, it's automatic. So a good system will be, you know, in place and you don't have to think about it. It, for example, businesses need three key systems always. They need a financial system for keeping track of revenue and expenses. And when you're early in your business, I recommend you use a cash flow methodology because cash flow is always tight when businesses are starting. They also need a sales system so that they know how they're generating leads, they know what's happening with those leads, they know how long it takes them to close the sale, because you can't improve what you don't focus on, and sales is so important to businesses. And they need standard operating procedures. Anything that you're doing repetitively, just record it in some method or another, video record it, screen capture. There's lots of ways to do that. Or write it down. Because quite often we don't go back to the same task for a couple of months. And there's nothing worse than not remembering your password or not remembering how to do it or wasting time looking for things that could just be easily documented. And documentation is a great, simple system. So when I talk about systems and what I mean by them is things to make simplify your business and make it more efficient or make it easier for you to hand it off to somebody else to do that task.
Wow, love it, love it. Because, you know, a lot of us are looking into virtual assistants or assistants that will be with us side by side on a daily basis. And if we don't have those processes or systems in place, there's no way we can hand it off. Because we're getting ready to hand off a whole batch of confusion to them as well.
That's so true. And outsourcing is a really great way to grow your business. It's a really great way to, if you're charging $100 an hour and you can pay somebody $20 an hour to do the basic tasks, like social media and other things, that is fantastic. But you're right. You have to give them the documentation on this is how you answer questions. This is what you say. These are common things I would approach it like. And how you're going to set that up. So it's just a standard way of documenting it, and that's a really effective system for a small business.
Now, you know, Nancy, it's funny that you would say you gave three key things that we needed to technically pay attention to as we begin to set those systems in place. And I tell you, when I speak to people, whether I'm coaching or if I'm out at a speaking engagement and I begin to talk from my experience and address some of the pain points that I've seen in other business owners that I speak to, when I talk about having strategic systems in place, people tend to get this glaze over their eyes, or either they get very frustrated because they want to get to the money part first. They need that, like, right away. Why do I have to worry about this? But they don't understand that in order to get to the money piece, that systems play a very valuable role. Can you share how one can set systems up in place or why it's important to that aspect? How can systems make you more money?
Well, that's a really great question, Jeanette, and it's businesses make money in a couple of ways. They either cut their costs or they have more sales. So that's what we call internal or external. And truthfully, making sales is a critical part of business. It is an important part of it. But you have to know what you're selling that client. And one of the things that I like to work with prospects and clients to do is to define what system are you selling them? How are you moving them from one point to another? How is your system better than somebody else's? So the system in that case that we're talking about is actually the service that you're delivering. So if you know, for example, as a coach, that they have to come in and you want them to sign a coaching contract and then you want to book 3 calls, if you have a system in place where that is automated and somebody can sign up on your website, put in their credit card number, get an automatic contract, get an automatic appointment booking system, you have now spent zero time and therefore invested almost $0, because your automated system will cost you a certain amount. But it's compared to your hourly rate, it's going to be exponentially lower to have that automated process go out, collect all that data, and deliver them to you at the time of your coaching calls. That alone, I've worked with clients where that process alone saved the coach 2 to 4 hours. So even if you're paying a VA $30 an hour in a small business, that can make a big difference. You can design your systems around how you work to move your clients through your processes, and that will save you money every time.
Well, and I believe it's a valuable way to actually improve your business, you know, because having those systems in place and having those processes in place and having things set up, you know, from the very beginning is so vital. You don't have to worry about, oh, no, I just scheduled this. Someone wants to sign up for my coaching program, or they want to sign me up to come out and speak to do this, and they're ready to do it, but I don't have a way to do it because I don't have anything set up online and so forth. So where I'm dependent on, people get dependent on, well, maybe they might send this to me if I send them this email via, you know, for them to click on this link. But having systems in place to make life easier, not just for yourself, but for your prospects and your present clients is just a must, in my opinion. So thanks so much for breaking that down for us.
Well, I think to add to that, Danette, you're right that having those systems in place does make it so much easier for your prospect, but it also is about how you want to deal with your prospect. You know, it's about, we teach people how to work with us and to be the best for both of them. So you have to attract clients that work with you in the way you're comfortable and that you can work with them in the way they're comfortable. And having systems that are in place that are structured that way make it, even if you're using a VA to book your appointments, that system sets those expectations and makes it more effective for both of you. So it kind of clears your mind so you can focus on what you really need to focus on. And it clears their mind so they can be receptive to work with you.
Awesome. Okay, now if you're just now joining us, my name is Danette Moss, and I'm the online visibility strategist to wifepreneurs and mompreneurs at Let's Talk Strategies. And joining me today is the awesome Nancy Seeger, pardon me, of Seeger Consulting. And our topic today, pardon me, because I had a little tickle in my throat, is on system secrets to make more money. And Nancy is just really, really sharing these secrets to us, and I believe they're secrets that will truly help us to get a check up and a neck up in our business, help us to actually gain the profits that we need to actually gain because we're taking a systematic approach in our business. And also, I believe that the systems that she's actually sharing will also alleviate frustrations that so many of us as business owners have. So if you have any questions for Nancy, feel free to jump on board and call in to 657-383-1364. Again, that call-in number is 657-383-1364. And Nancy and I are definitely able and willing to answer any questions that you may have on this topic. So now, you know, Nancy, at the beginning, we spoke of something that I know many people are probably trying to figure out what it is. In your bio, we talked about these two words, money hole. What do you mean by that? What is a money hole?
Money holes is a common thing, especially when businesses are starting out. They're anything from a lost opportunity for a sale or a lost it overbooking or expenses or overpaying of expenses, because we're not really sure how to manage all those. We don't know how many hours it should take for somebody to build a website, or how many hours it should take this, or how many leads we need to fill a nurturing funnel to move them through the sales cycle and sales process. So when I talk about money holes, that's one of the things we look for in businesses. Where are you missing opportunities for sales? Are you launching and working a telesummit without a good affiliate program, as an example? Are you doing a composite book marketing project without all the back end in place to protect the licensing and arrangement? And sometimes there's simple things. Sometimes it's as simple as cutting costs. I'll share a story, if I might, Dennett. We had a coach that I worked with a couple years ago, and she had an amalgamated book project that was a huge book project. And it literally, she sold one page for every day throughout the year. So for those of you who aren't familiar with amalgamated book projects, it's the editor will sell a page, and then it's sort of a marketing vehicle for everybody that's in the book project. And this coach was a fairly well-established coach in a very niche market, and was going out to help younger coaches. This is a good way to get credibility, to say you're part of a published book. And so, but the truth of the matter is that for her business, it was costing her a small fortune, in the tune of five figures, to publish this book every year. And I came in on year three, and what we did with that, we looked for the money holes. We looked for things as simple as how were they collecting the information, how were they reviewing that information, how were they sending it to the editor. And we were able to cut 30% off the top, 31.7% off of the original expenses on that book.
Wow.
Now, why this is really important is because this coach used this book and broadened her market every year and her speaking every year. So even though she was the editor and wrote probably 10 submissions in the book, it really helped people get a perspective of who she was. So she was getting in the range of $30,000 to $40,000 a year in coaching agreements and speaking bookings from that book. So she didn't want to give it up. We actually found a way to turn it around and literally built it into a cycle and a system so that her website does it automatically. As soon as one book is launched, they collect contributions for the next book, and within 90 days, they've sold out the next book, and it's already in production, and she spends almost zero of her time on it. She was spending in the range of 400 hours a year on this book. And she spends almost zero time because her VA can manage the whole process. It's all automated. And that was just a money hole for her that in the end allowed her to double her annual income.
Wow. I mean, awesome. And I know that means freedom for her.
Oh. Wow. Total freedom.
Well, now,
and it's funny. It's funny you say that, Dennett, because after we did that book project, she took the first vacation she'd taken in 5 years.
Are you serious? I know that she must have really wanted to give you a big hug. Had to.
Oh yeah.
Now, you know, Nancy, as a strategist, there's one angle I'll come from, because we're speaking about, you know, system secrets and so forth. But I'm kind of curious as to where does a strategy come into play as it pertains to this for small businesses, you know, because we get our processes and procedures in place. But is there some form of strategy that comes into play as well with this?
Well, I think, you know, strategy is your area of expertise more than mine, but because I go from the whole big planning, big picture, all the way down. Strategies mm-hmm. apply to individual, more focused items. But for me, when you're dealing with small businesses, it all comes down to first having a good vision for your business, knowing where you want to go, and then every shiny object that comes out there. I use four critical questions to evaluate those things and determine if they fit into and need that level of detail, the strategy and planning beyond that. And I'm going to give you these four questions. I don't share them with everybody, this, but for your audience, I will, Dennett. The questions are, and you have, every time you look at a shiny object, I tell my clients, look at these four questions and see how they fit into it. And the questions are, what is my big vision and does this take me closer to my goal? What amount of effort is required and does it align with the amount of revenue it will generate? Do I have to do this personally or can I outsource it? And can I complete this without breaking any of the universal laws? Those are all important things, because when you're developing strategy, it's about what's your next step, what's the next move. And in truth, if you haven't looked at it from the big picture first to build it in, and that includes one of those tough questions is, does it, you know, does the effort required align with the amount of revenue it will generate? So quite often people get to that point and they go, I don't know how much revenue it's going to generate, or I think it's going to generate phenomenal, so it's worth a lot of effort. And then they get into the process and they find it isn't. That's where strategy comes into play. If you have a good strategy around that, you'll look at that question and go, I don't have that answer. How do I find out? That's the strategy. Moving it into the next step. And that may be, if I don't have the resources, I'll outsource finding out if this is going to generate that kind of revenue or if it's going to take that amount of effort. And then I'll make my decision.
Wow, Nance, thanks so much for even breaking it down that way. If you could just feel the smile that I have on my face through these lines. Because I tell you, when I sit down and I coach people, and one of my newest programs that we recently launched, the first phase of a woman getting her SAS on, and of course SAS stands for Strategic Action Signature Systems, developing their own marketing type systems that fit and that are unique to themselves. The first thing that I address is a vision statement. Because if you don't know the vision of your business and the direction that you want to take it and that you'd like for it to go in, well, then to me, you're at a lost cause. You know, we focus on the mission. We focus on all these things that we want to do and what we think is going to work best for our prospective clients or our clients that we have now. But when we don't know our vision, we hop all over the place. You know, if it's not congruent with even our personal lives, we literally go crazy. We don't get anywhere. So, I mean, I appreciate you for that, because you just put a stamp of approval on what I had already put in place, and it just made me feel good that, hey, we are definitely on the right track here.
Well, and you know, obviously we both agree with that, Danette, because you're totally right. I have seen so many businesses go lose so much money just because they don't know what the end goal is and know where they want to take the business. And personally, I do a personal vision and a business vision, and I'm with you 100% on that. Vision is the single most thing. Visions change over time, and people need to accept that you're not writing something in stone, but I do think you need to know the direction you want to go. You will need to know where you want to go.
That's right. That's right. So, Nance, we actually have some people here on our switchboard that may have questions, and we're actually down to the last 7 minutes of our show here. So I want to open up the airwaves here and see if they have any questions that they'd like to ask you live here.
Absolutely.
All right, now, we have area code 770 and 678, and do any of you guys have any questions for Nancy that you'd like to ask her? Now, if you're a little shy about it, don't worry about it. We do have a chat line open as well. You can actually access that if you access us online. All right, Nancy, so they're here, but they're kind of quiet, so we'll go ahead and move forward and continue asking you these questions. I've got a couple more that I want to make sure that we actually address. Now, I'm kind of curious to know, Nancy, what is the biggest hurdle that you overcame in your business that you could share with us that would encourage us?
Well, I can tell you, one of the biggest hurdles I've overcome is a few years ago when I got into digital marketing and I, you know, I'm a marketing person, so I kind of thought I had it all figured out, and I had some fantastic clients. And I decided to change up some of the systems on how I was working with these clients and define it a little bit, because, you know, Danette, as we grow, who we can service and how we serve them best changes. And for me, one of the things that happened was I lost 80% of my revenue within a very short period of time. And it was, you know, I threw up my hands, like, do I go back to what I was doing? Do I just concede? How do I do it? But I was very clear on my vision and what I wanted to do with my business, and I'd made that change for strategic reasons. And I had to really look at how I was valuing myself and how I was serving people best and how it was working. And in reality, it was the best change I've ever made in my business. I'm so much happier, and my clients are so much happier now than ever before. But it was a real shocker to go from a good amount of income and lose 80% of it within a
wow.
very short period of time.
I bet. I bet. So listen, you know, guys, if you're listening in to our conversation here, Nancy's really, really being very transparent, because in life we will face different things that can really shatter for some people their dreams. But Nancy had the tenacity to look at those things and get up and keep it moving. And she couldn't have done it without understanding her vision clearly, and also understanding that your vision will change. But it wouldn't change in such a drastic way for some people. But I tell you, I look back at my Nancy almost like every maybe 90 to 180 days, because one, I want to make sure I'm on the path that I should be on. Second, I want to make sure it's congruent with my personal life, you know. And then thirdly, I just want to make sure it's the way that I test, that I'm on target, you know. So I appreciate you sharing that and sharing, you know, your losses. But it wasn't really that loss worked out for your good, because you end up gaining even more on the latter side, right? Because you made sure you got some other things tightened to make sure that you can keep moving forward. So I appreciate you for sharing that with us. Now, we have this offer that you and I spoke about that I would love for you to share with our listening audience. And also I would love for you to tell them how they could connect with you after our show and build an awesome relationship with you.
Oh, I'd be honored to. So basically what I do, where I start with people in how I work with them, is through a business assessment. And on my main website, which the web address is SeegerConsultInc.com, and I'll spell that for you. It's SeegerConsultInc.com. There is an opportunity to fill out a business assessment. It's a no-charge business assessment. It will email me with the results from your assessment, and we will set up a free call for all of Danette's listeners to go through this quickly. We'll do a quick 15-minute, here's the 2 points that I can give you to move your business forward right now. This is a no-charge option, and it's to Danette's listeners. Also on my website, if anyone is interested, there is a book called 5 Steps from Chaos to Consistent Revenue, and it comes with an email autoresponder sequence to help you work through the book. But it's basically 5 emails over about 3 weeks that show you how to move your business if you're chaotic and you're not really sure and you're just starting out. That's a really great tool to use as well. And people, if you want to follow me, Twitter is the best way to connect with me. I'm on Facebook under Seeger Consulting Incorporated, but Twitter is easy because it's Seeger, SEEGERN. And that's all there is. You can connect with me there. I love engaging with people on Twitter because it's so real time.
Well, I tell you, Nancy, I'm so excited that you mentioned that Twitter is one of your favorite platforms, because that leads to the next thing that I'm going to share with our listening audience of how they could actually connect with me. They can also reach me at Danette Moss ATL on Twitter, as well as on Facebook, LinkedIn, and so forth. And also, you all can find me over on my Facebook a fan page. It's Let's Talk Strategies. And I recently launched a new private group over on Facebook called Get Your SaaS On. And if you guys want to be a part of that, go ahead and check us out. Get Your SaaS On, and that's SASS, in a private Facebook group. And SaaS, again, stands for Strategic Action Signature Systems. And speaking again further on Twitter, Nancy and I are going to come back soon, so keep your eyes and ears open for that announcement. We are actually going to be blabbing about this. And if you guys are not knowledgeable about Blab, it's blab.im, where we can actually, you all see us actually live speaking on topics that will actually help you take your business to the next level. And we'll have 2 seats open for you all to jump right in and ask questions away so that you can take the actionable steps that it takes to be successful in business. So I'm excited about it, and I'm excited that Nancy has agreed to come on over to Blab with me as well, so we can blab away, so you guys can learn and see us live in action. For now, make it a great day, guys. And Nancy, thank you so much for joining me here on Strategy Talking More. I'm so excited, and I count it a privilege that you decided to take time out of your busy schedule to join us here.
And thank you so much for having me, Danette. I love supporting you, and I love what you're doing with your clients. So let's see what we can do to help them grow their businesses.
Great. Thanks so much. Now, for those of you that just joined us a little late, no worries. There will be a replay made available for you all. So make sure you be able to look out for that as well. All right, Nancy, take care. And thanks for our listening audience for hanging with us. Make it a great day, guys.